Cartoonists have found plenty of clever ways to give life to this bit of conventional wisdom. Complex life evolved in the sea, then crawled onto land. But a provocative new study suggests that precession might be drawn in the wrong direction. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the earliest large life forms may have appeared on land long before the oceans filled with creatures that swam and crawled and burrowed in the mud.
You may have heard of an extraordinary period in Earth history called the Cambrian Explosion, when complex life suddenly burst forth and filled the seas with a panoply of life forms. Well, it turns out that before that time, more than half a billion years ago, the Earth was home to a scattering of mysterious organisms called ediacarans. Greg Witalik at the University of Oregon says scientists have assumed ediacarans were predecessors of jellyfish, worms, and other invertebrates.
In recent years, we've looked at them more closely, and they don't seem to grow like them. They don't seem to be preserved like them. And I had doubts all along.
Witalik has been building the case that ediacarans weren't, in fact, animals, but actually more like fungi or lichens. And if that idea weren't enough of a departure from standard theory, he now argues in a paper in Nature that ediacarans weren't even living in the sea, as everyone had assumed. He has reanalyzed some Australian rock where they're found and concluded that it's ancient soil, not marine mud. These early life forms were landlubbers.
What I'm saying for the ediacaran is that the big forms were on land, and life was actually quite a bit simpler in the ocean.
So are you suggesting that evolution may have started on land and moved into the ocean then?
Yes. In a nutshell.
At least evolution of large and more complex life forms. This is a radical idea, but Witalik is not alone in entertaining this possibility. Paul Knaut at Arizona State University has been pondering this same possibility.
I don't have any problem with early evolution being primarily on land. I think you can make a pretty good argument for that, and that it came into the sea later. It's kind of a radical idea, but the fact is we don't know.
Knaut says it could help explain why the Cambrian explosion appears to be so rapid. It's possible these many life forms gradually evolved on the land and then made a quick dash to the sea.
And that means that the Earth was not a barren land surface until about 500 million years ago, as a lot of people have speculated.
The new analysis of the ediacaran fossils is at least a hint that this could be right. But, of course, if you're a scientist making an extraordinary claim, you need to back it up with extraordinary evidence.
To me, the evidence is not a slam dunk.
Shuhai Shao is at Virginia Tech. He argues, among other things, that the same species of ediacarans found in what is arguably soil are also found in deposits that he says were ocean sediments. The same creature living in dramatically different conditions? That doesn't make a lot of sense to him.
So it's pretty hard for the same species to be able to live in both environments.
So he wonders whether Witalik is really looking at fossils in terrestrial soil. And so begins a sharp academic debate. Shao is far from alone in his skepticism. The current idea has many defenders. Greg Witalik at the University of Oregon seems to relish the controversy. He knows what he's in for.
The idea that ediacaran fossils were marine invertebrates is so deeply entrenched. It's in all the textbooks, and it's been there for so long that somebody who comes along and says no, it's going to be greeted like a death in the family. It's going to go through all the phases of grief, starting with denial.
And it remains to be seen whether the story ends with acceptance of Witalik's provocative proposal. Richard Harris, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.